Hello, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Mike here from
How we doing?
Offender. How you doing?
How we doing, Mike?
Not too bad, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Sorry, I was putting you on speaker. I've got my business partner here with me as well, and we're tracking down a way to make this vision of ours come true here.
Oh, well, that sounds like a full house. So we're all set for the discussion, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So, Kelly, tell me more about this plan. I mean, I've heard about HiBoy before, so that's a familiar piece of information. But you'd have to give me some more details about what HiBoy offers. I mean, I'm looking up the models that you sent over, and I really want to know that. I mean, how are the scooters operated right now? I mean, are they connected to some kind of a switch? Or do they offer some kind of an IoT hardware that's already connected to their scooters when they supply them?
That I am not 100% sure of. I believe that they do not have an IoT on them. It was kind of a little bit of a communication issue with me and HiBoy right now because they're based out of China and they're just now starting to really launch into the United States. So everybody I've been dealing with as late because, we're still in the initial stages, we're in the marketing stages, and we've just associated and we're granted a fellowship with them. So now that I am going to be selling and distributing their products, I also want to incorporate their products into my rental fleet. The majority of the rental fleet will be those two models that I sent over to you. That's what I'm going to put out like the line does. That's going to be what is set out in town for the customers to purchase via using the app.
Okay, that makes sense. So I think why I'm going into that detail is because, the first thing we have to get out of the way is that, whether HiBoy offers some kind of hardware on their, scooters that could be integrated to a software. Because I think, whether with us or any other company that you speak to about the software, they will want to know whether there is a hardware already installed. Because a
HiBoy
software company can only do so much, like you would understand, right?
Right. Yeah. And I will have a bike in possession tomorrow. My first shipment's on its way in. So we're going to get a hold of these bikes, and we're going to test them and demo them. And if I need to send you one of each of the bikes for you guys to come up with something to construct, then fantastic. I'll get those bikes sent out to you guys so that you can work with your team to develop whatever is needed and required for us to move forward with this.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a plan. So, and in the meanwhile, we have a team here. In fact, just to give you a better background of Off and Measure, we've been in business for 7 years now. This app development company and, the parent company has been there for almost a decade. So I'll speak to one of my teams here because we have worked on one of an e-bike projects before for a company based in New York City. So I'll have to get more information from them on how they are how the integration was done or what was required from, the client's end. And that it helped
right.
me, because I think, honestly, you've taken me a bit off guard with this one. I'd have to consult with them and see what would be required from your end and if that's available on the bikes that you should be expecting tomorrow, then, we can go from there. So that's the first thing we have to get out of the way. But apart from that, Kelly, you mentioned something about the GPS as well. So could you shed some light on that too?
Well, I need to be able to track my bikes because, we're going to have to go out and pick them up and recharge them and do all of that. So I need a way of monitoring where all of my fleet's at the same time. So all, everything that I put out for rental, I want a GPS and a software to where I can slap a GPS unit on everything that I rent out and know exactly where it is at all times.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense. So, again, once again, I mean, that is going to, well, that could be connected to the user's phone as well. So, I mean, of course, when you have someone taking a bike for a spin, you know, you'd be taking their, you know, you'd be logging them in on your application, right? I mean, there is going to be an admin panel for you guys to be able to administer the application, and then there's going to be another application that's going to be downloaded on each customer that you hand out the bike to the first time, right? So, of course,
right.
When they become a regular customer, that you don't have to do that process again and again, but for the first timers, you'd have to onboard them to an application, and that's how your application or your flip side of the application is going to be connected to theirs, and that's how you'll be getting
okay. The
GPS connection as well. So that's one of the major parts here. As far as the bike is concerned, and you know, activating the bike or you know, controlling the engine of the bike, to turn it on and off based upon the time or the credit they have or whatever, we'd have to you know definitely look into the hardware that Highboy offers, like I mentioned. So apart from that, do we have some other ideas for this one? I mean, do you have any more features you guys would be needing on the application?
No, I don't think so. No.
Hi, Mike. This is Michael, by the way.
Hey,
I'm Kelly's business partner. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
The application would just be necessary for the customer to download their phone. Like Kelly explained, you scan the QR code and enable them to, once they already have an account set up, utilize said bikes. And then on our end, we would just need some sort of database to be able to track all the bikes. But we've looked into a couple different options. I don't believe Highboy does have any IoT technology. I was just looking through their website and the specifications on the two bikes, and they don't have any kind of IoT hardware, but there is hardware out there that we can utilize that does use GPS and IoT that does come with either a monthly service, or I did find one that I believe is just an application that, we pay the $20 and download their app, and as customers log in and download their application. And I think that if we were able to go with that route, we might be able to conjoin the two together and utilize them cohesively instead of maybe creating one ourselves, maybe utilizing another company, but saying, INW rides, payments powered by, such and such or whatever, or something to that effect that would enable us to use their service if necessary. So we're trying to just go down a couple different avenues, find out what's going to be best suited for us and the company as far as functionality, productivity, cost-wise, and all that jazz. So that's kind of where we're at. You still there? Mike? Are you on Bluetooth?
I'm not, no. It'd be green if I was.
Hello? Are you on mute? You double muted?
Sorry, guys, lost me. Following me back.